You're listening to The Manny Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yours truly.
Yours truly, that's you.
Oh, yeah. What would you say then?
Senna.
Senna. Welcome to The Manny Show. Glad you could join us. We were away last week, so you got to hear a recording. But now we're back live. So, why was I away?
Yeah, about that.
About that.
How was your trip in America?
America? It was great. Nothing got canceled.
No.
Not until I was there, and then stuff started getting canceled because of this whole coronavirus. So, but we showed up just on time, and we started off the trip with going to an international conference with like 6,000 people from all over the world. So it was interesting. Like, no one was scared of the coronavirus there, but everyone did like elbow bumps and fist bumps and stuff like that. No one wanted to give hugs and shake hands just in case. So, but it was cool. Learned a lot. And then me and my boss and friend, Jakob, went to visit family. So we stayed in Orange County.
Yeah. And you preached at
TCMI.
I
got to preach at a Bible school in Los Angeles. That was really, really cool. I preached, and Jakob, he did a worship song for reflection time at the end, and it was a great response. And then apparently one of the teachers were there, old friend of ours, Michael Bowles, and he said, "Hey, Manuel, can I interview you in my class?" So I was like, "Sure, why not?" So I stood as well afterwards.
Cool.
For one of the classes. Yeah, so it was cool. And my family says hi to you.
Hey,
I don't know
hey
if
family.
I told you that.
You actually didn't say anything.
Oh, man. My dad's writing back home live.
But hey, every family, Delgado family member.
And Gonzalez.
And Gonzalez.
Yes.
Speedy Gonzalez.
But I was away, and there was a lot happening here on the Faroe Islands.
Yes.
What happened?
You missed out. Let me just start by saying that.
Yeah, if you didn't go. Because there could be somebody listening that did go.
No, I mean, you, Manuel,
oh,
missed
me?
Out.
Oh, me? I missed out.
Yeah, because you were away in the States.
True, true.
Getting or being bored on the beach.
Oh,
and
I was
stuff.
So bored.
So, but we had, in City Church, we had a women's conference called Empower.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it was great. There were about 200 women praising the Lord together. And Deborah Green from England.
I think she's from Manchester.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was there, and she was the guest speaker, and she was awesome. She has a really cool organization called ROCK, which is this collaboration between police and church and stuff, where they go in and do youth stuff, and with that, they've seen that the crime goes down in the areas that they
cool.
do these rock
really
things.
Cool.
And that's so cool. And yeah, and we were, I was on the worship team. That was so much fun.
Saw some rocking out going
on
the stage.
Oh my goodness. It was so cool just seeing these women in all different ages just praising the Lord. And they were singing so loud, and it was amazing. Like, on stage, sometimes we just had to stop singing because we wanted to hear these awesome women
that's
singing.
That's so cool.
And it was so cool to just get that feedback from the, what do you call it, the people, the audience. And they were just going crazy. Everyone was dancing because the theme this weekend was freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And, these women were set free.
They
and
got
I was
free.
Too. Like, I'm usually, I can be really, like, having fun and dancing around on stage and stuff like that when I sing. But it's been a while since we've been that, like,
that
crazy.
Free.
That crazy.
Heidi Baker crazy.
Yes. And it was amazing. It was so great.
That's cool.
And the teaching was so good. And we had, there was an interview with Margaret Olsen. And she, about her story and stuff, and that was so good too, and that was about having peace in the hard moments, or through tough times, and it was all great.
Right on. I got to meet her briefly, but I met
Deborah Green.
Yeah, we were coming home from our trip, and she was leaving to go back home. So we both like crossed paths at the airport.
You exchanged taxi.
Yeah, actually, Daniel drove her home and then drove me home afterwards. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. Sweet lady, and I heard good things about it. So that is awesome. And it's not just like one of those events where you like really excited that weekend and then don't know how to use it afterwards. There's some really good things that have come out of it.
Yeah, and I hope that this freedom will stay.
Yeah,
like,
come on.
Will be just implemented in their daily life. Mm. And I just pray that right now that these women that were set free and women that were at the conference will just stay free and keep being more or experiencing more freedom with God.
Yeah.
And embracing the freedom
mm-hmm.
that they experienced, and that it's not limited to just when they're in church or in city church, but when they're wherever they are, that they are free. They know that they're free in God. And
so cool. Right on.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we can end the show.
Thanks for joining. We'll see you next week. No, just fine. We're going to play a song. When we get back, we're going to jump into our subject,
mm-hmm.
which goes with that testimony talking about peace. It's fear versus peace.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it'd be fitting to talk about this and the situation the world seems to be in right now.
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll go in and play a song and then we'll come back. I'm going to play a different version of 10,000 Reasons. This is by Jack Ezak, along with Matt Redman. So there you are, 10,000 reasons to listen to the song. 10,000 reasons to listen to the Manny Show.
Oh, that was snap.
So those that were on Facebook, they got to see the young girls doing what? Who were doing thumb wrestling and what else?
Indiana. I don't know what you call it.
What's Indiana? Is that another game? Or is that clappy hand
Yeah.
Thing? What do you call those? We used to do those as kids too.
Like singing riddles where you're clapping and stuff.
Yeah. So hopefully you were entertained, which will give you 10,000 reasons more to watch our show again.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Anyways, welcome to the show. If you're just joining us, this is the Manny Show with me and Santa. And today's topic is fear versus peace. And yeah, we have been talking about it for a while, that this could be something we could talk about, especially because of this whole fear and dilemma that we're going through about this coronavirus and it's spreading so fast and all that stuff. And I was actually, you know, I was in California with millions of people from coming in and out of the world. I was at a conference, an international conference. So I could have, what is it called? Contracted? Like I could have gotten it as well. But I just liked the atmosphere that I was in there in Disneyland and with my family. And it was like, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You know, God will, you know, God is with us through it and he can help us out of it. But even if he doesn't, you know, God is with us. That was super cool. You know, my parents were saying, but I mean, obviously we wanted to use wisdom. So we made sure we washed hands and all that stuff. So it was just kind of a cool atmosphere to be in and not an atmosphere of fear, you know, trying to just stay 10 feet away from everyone. It's like, how do you enjoy life? How can you live life like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so when I'm thinking of fear versus peace, when I'm thinking of fear, the word worrying comes out because, you know, you worry because you're fearful about something.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one year I was in Los Angeles with a mission team. And before we started our day, we were working in this mission house that fed over 1,000 people every day. And so they make food in the morning, lunchtime and dinner, and then something for late night for, you know, the different type of people that they're reaching. And the cook, he says, I'm just going to have this morning devotion with you guys. And he read a scripture, I think it was in Thessalonians, and it was, you know, pray without ceasing was the scripture that it said, pray without ending. And he said, go ahead.
I just, you said it was a cook or a chef?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I don't know why, but my brain said, pray without seasoning.
Pray without seasoning and it will taste good.
Oops.
Anyways, he said, if you're worried about something, don't pray. And if you're praying, don't worry. And we were like, and he said it really slow. So you were just like, wait, what? If we're worried, don't pray. Shouldn't we be praying if we're worrying? But then he said the other way, the other side of the coin, if you're praying, don't worry. And the scripture says, pray without ending. So in other words, we should be in constant communication with God.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we're in communication with him, depending on him for answers and for peace and strength and all those wonderful things, we don't have time to worry because we're leaving it in his hands. So when worrying starts to want to develop in us, we're instantly, nope, I have my conversation and my eyes on Jesus. And I thought that was pretty cool. You know, it was challenging, but it was also very cool that, you know, don't let fear, it says, don't let the enemy have a foothold in your life. Don't let worrying or any type of fear, you know, come into your life. The Bible says that we don't have a spirit of fear, but we have a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. But you had a devotion that you read that had something that inspired this topic, actually.
Yeah, I had my devotion a few days ago. And actually, right before I had my devotion, I have been worrying for a few days before that, because not like extreme amounts of worrying, but just in the back of my head, I was a little bit worried about our kids because of this corona thing, because our kids have had a lot of stuff going on with the asthma mm-hmm. and lung infections and stuff like that. And so I was worrying because I didn't think that you got like a straight answer about who exactly can this hit the hardest, you know, like who should be extra careful.
Yeah.
Because it said like that it didn't hit kids, but then at the same time, if you have weak lungs, and mm-hmm. so I was like, where do my kids fall in this?
Yeah.
And in the midst of the worrying, I still read my daily devotion. And so this one day it was about, worshiping in stillness. And part of it says, those that rest in the knowledge of their God also rest in the fact that nothing can happen to them that God has not willed. It is this transcendent peace that the author of confusion can never comprehend. Stillness is accompanied by revelation knowledge of the Lord and his eternal self-exalting purposes that all of hell has no power to influence. It is a place where words of prayer cease into perfect silence assurance. Anxiety and worry has to be dealt with in the place of stillness. And it talks about Philippians 4:7.
Mm.
And do you want to read that?
Yeah. The scripture says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. And then it ends with before it goes into all the verses, scripture that you read after the devotion, it says, George Mueller said, faith ends where worry begins, and worry ends where faith begins.
Come on.
And you know that faith, like you have peace in your faith in God.
Yeah.
And so you could say peace ends where worry begins, and worry ends where peace begins.
Yeah.
And so it just made me realize that, yes, there is a lot to fear. And from time to time, and all the time probably, that we can fear. Stuff that we can choose to fear, but we can also choose to have peace that God, or rest in the fact that God takes care of us.
Yeah.
And then I also talked to my Christian doctor, and he also had assuring words, you know, mm-hmm. that your kids are covered by God.
Come on.
And
love it when a doctor talks like that.
Yeah. And so... yes.
Yeah.
So there's no room for fear when you have peace.
Yeah. Amen. So good. You know, it's funny because I was also reading in a devotion earlier today that our mind, it changes its mind so much. We can change our thoughts about one thing 100 times in one day. Some say, but our heart is where our values are at. It's where our emotions are. And they gave an example about breaking up. You know, you break up or you're with somebody and you knew it was time to break up with that person. And so you try to move on in your mind, but your heart still has those memories, those emotions, you know, and because it's like the value of it was the love part. And so it's just, you know, with that scripture that you read, you know, the difference between reacting from the mind or responding from the heart, right? And it says, your scripture that you read, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. But the beginning is with the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up that word guard, and it means kept. And it's a military word where that a large group of military people are protecting a place or a person, and they completely surround it so that it's protected. So what God is saying here is that he will protect our heart no matter what our mind is going through or what's going on around us. He'll protect our heart because we choose to have the peace of God as a value in our heart. And that's really nice, because in your devotion, it kind of talks about that nothing happens that God... unless God wills it.
Mm-hmm.
And that can really throw off a lot of people, you know, even myself. What do you mean if he wills it? So
if he intended it?
Yeah, or, you know what I mean? They could take it in a way that's like, oh, okay, so, you know, if someone dies from this particular virus, God willed it, you know? Mm-hmm. And how do we respond to that?
Yeah. Well, like if you say you caught this thing in America and you died from it, I would be really, like honestly, I'd be really mad at God.
Yeah.
Why did you take him from me, you know? But I would hope that, or I hope now that my reaction would be to try and run even closer to God and find rest and find peace in him, because there is a lot of bad things happening to good people as well. But I would want to say that I would just throw myself to God and try whenever these worries and these, just tell God all your fears and all your thoughts and all your everything, because he is big enough to handle it. He's big enough to, he can take it.
Yeah.
You know, and he will never turn his back on us. And so no matter what, he will always comfort us and give us peace if we receive it, you know?
Yeah.
And, but we have to choose to have peace in the tough times, because it's so easy to get caught up in all the worry and caught up in all the bad things and stuff. But we can also choose to just say, hey, God, I know you are greater than all of this. I know that you have a purpose for my life. I know that you have good plans for me. And and I just believe that you want the best for me and that you're taking care of me through all the bad things.
Yeah. Amen. I want to go deeper into this because I have some thoughts on this, but we're going to play a song first.
Okay.
And then we'll come back on this. So, should we play the song that you requested?
Sure.
Yeah.
This is a new song called The Blessing. And, my sister-in-law Lee showed me the song, and it's just about, praying a blessing over everyone.
Yeah.
And, totally from the Bible.
Totally from the Bible.
Yes.
Here we go. This is The Blessing with Carrie Jobe and Cody Karnes. Enjoy.
Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Amen.
upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children.
That's a powerful song there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Lee.
That was epic. All right. So, hope you enjoyed the theatrical stuff our daughter and her friend were doing. We won't go into what they were doing. But
doing all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Coolness. So, yeah, we are talking about fear versus evil. And
fear versus peace.
Fear versus evil. Well, so, you know, fear versus evil. Fear versus peace. And you shared an awesome devotion and the scripture, the peace that surpasses all understanding, God's peace, and how to, like, let your, he will guard your heart if you just allow that peace to come into your heart as a value. As a way of life, he will protect it like an army protects a city, you know. And that will help you through any circumstance. And then we jumped into the part in your devotion about, well, you know, God doesn't allow anything to happen unless he wills it. And we're like, okay, how are we supposed to understand that? And I love the points you were bringing. And one thing was that you were saying, you know, If I was to, you know, die from the coronavirus, you'd be
or something else
or
bad
something bad like that, right? God forbid. But you would be so mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that you have somebody that's all powerful to be mad at. Imagine if you didn't have anyone, you would be not only broken, but you would be confused. You would have no way to receive answers or even peace for the situation that you're in. And we were talking, you know, before the radio show about, you know, here in the Western world, we most likely won't die for our faith, you mm-hmm. know, but it's so easy for a lot of people in our society to denounce their faith or to say, you know, God wasn't real because, you know, they didn't get the job they wanted or whatever, you know, small request that they gave to God, and God didn't respond the way that they wanted. So therefore they don't believe, you know, and they think that's justifiable. Whereas we have these people, and I've read stories after stories, and I've even talked to some people that were refugees in Denmark about their faith in Jesus after losing so much. People close to them that were even tortured for their faith has only made their faith stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, wow. I mean, to the normal person, that would, you would look like an idiot, but to them, they don't care because it has drawn them closer to God and it has made their faith even stronger.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and like you're saying, you know, they probably were mad and confused, but they ran to God with it. And God just filled them with their peace and built their faith up. Would you say, you said, where worrying stops, faith begins? Or what were you saying?
Worry stops where faith begins, and faith stops where worry begins.
Yeah. And they decided, no, I'm not going to let worrying or fear or whatever get in the way of my faith in believing in God, because, and I've heard some people saying it's really cool, our timeline of life, you know, without God, it's only so big. So that's why everything that happens in this lifetime seems so huge. Mm-hmm. But those that are in Christ, they realize they have a lifeline that is eternal now. And so what we go through now is only the beginning, you know, mm-hmm. is only a season compared to the eternal life that we're going to have with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's big. But people that are going through this, you know, what kind of encouragement can we give them, or tools or whatever, you know, that are going through this? What if somebody's coming to you and says, you know, I really think it's amazing, Santa, that you have this faith during this time of crisis. But what can I do to have that same faith that you have? What would you say to them?
Well, I think, and like most things, when it comes to spiritual growth, read the Bible, read God's Word, talk to Him, pray, and doing little devotions and stuff, I think that helps a lot. And live a life in worship, you know, like worship Him in everything. And yeah, you realize that maybe things weren't as big as I thought they were, like the obstacles and all the fears. Maybe they took too much energy from my, like my worrying took too much energy from my rest of my existence. You know?
Yeah. I love worshiping. That's probably one of my favorite things to do. Whenever I'm, you know, flipping out on something that I have no control over and it just doesn't seem to be going the right way, I just put on some worship and just start worshiping Him. And every single time it's always just like, oh, now I can breathe. I love that. Yeah. So I found some scriptures for you listening that can help you, hopefully, during this time or any other time when you start worrying, fear starts creeping into your life. These are just, you know, some basic tools and things that you should maybe proclaim over yourself. They make more sense to you the longer you have a relationship with God, I suppose, or the closer that you are with Him, these tools and scriptures you might be able to understand better. But it all starts with just proclaiming these, you know, saying these scriptures over your life and trying to live them out. The first one is proclaiming that my life is not my own. Your life is not your own. It's bigger than that. It's not just about you. And the scripture is 1 Corinthians 6:20. It says, "You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." I love that. And then, "For the Lord is one who made the world and everything in it. He himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. He made from one man every nation of mankind, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward Him and find Him." We were like all created for a time like this. You know, you weren't too early, you weren't too late. You know, I remember reading stories about churches and pastors during the plague, the Black Plague, I think it was, where was it a fourth of Europe died from it? Something, a really large number.
A lot of people.
And some of these pastors, they would preach the gospel and loads would come to the Lord. And then they would have to find a new preacher for the next day because that preacher died of the plague that night. And they were just preaching like it was their last sermon. And no one complained about the time that they were born. Like, why was I created at this time? You know, they were created for a time like that, to give that word, to bring those people close to God, because they knew that their life was bigger than just that season of life, going through that plague, you know, and that was way worse than what we're going through now, you know, and it's just amazing how their mentality was. So your life is not your own. Number two, God will never leave you or forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. And it says in Romans, and I love this passage, it says, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord."
Romans 8:38. You forgot to say that the other thing was in Acts.
Yeah, Book of Acts, sorry. If you want to write down the scriptures for that, that was Acts 17:24-27. And then, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." That's Hebrews 13:5. And then, "Nothing can separate us from the love of God." Romans 8:38-9. And then this last one. Even if, there's the even if. Like, He can heal us, He can protect us, but even if, I will still rejoice in the Lord. And maybe to the natural world that makes no sense, but we choose, even if. And the wonderful story is, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three guys, they told the king, because they didn't want to bow down to this false god, and they said, "We only worship one God in heaven." And he said, "If you don't bow down, I'm going to throw you into this fire." And they're like, "Go ahead. You know, our God, He can save us from it. But even if He doesn't, we will still not stop worshiping Him." Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of us know the story that they were thrown in. And then all of a sudden, there was a fourth person in the fire with them. And when they're asked to come out, they didn't even smell like smoke. They were fully protected. And that's so cool. But even if, we will still choose to rejoice in the God that created us, that gave us life, that appointed us for this very time, because there's a bigger picture. It's not just about us during this time, but we have eternal value. So I hope those three points help you. Even if, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, God will never leave you nor forsake you, and your life is not your own. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Anything to add?
No, I actually, yesterday, my devotion was talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Really?
Yeah. And I can read that little piece.
Yeah, go for it.
"True worship leads you to make choices that beast worshippers," which they call them, when you're not worshiping God, you're worshiping the beast, "do not have to make. What is important is to hold fast to the name of the Lord till He sends help. And even if help does not come, not to bow, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The Son of God, fourth person, is in the fire." The Son of God, fourth person in the fire, from that story, mm-hmm. "is, however, on His way, and the one you worshipped is now with you, all the time, enthroned on your worship. The only test is this: do you love Him more than your life?" And then it goes on, but...
Yeah. "Do you love Him more than your life?"
And this was about worshiping during warfare.
So cool.
But actually, a life in fear is actually also warfare, you know, with yourself.
Yeah.
Because fear can really destroy a lot.
Mm-hmm. So true.
So peace is so important.
Give peace a chance.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play a song. We'll come back and I think we'll end the time. Our hour is almost up. Still got some time.
Not that much.
Yeah. Here we go. This is "We Praise You." Come on. That's kind of what we're talking about. We choose to glorify You, praise You, no matter what. Because, You're bigger than our life, Lord. So this is Bethel Music, Brandon Lake singing "We Praise You."
Praise be weapon that's all in
We Praise You by Bethel Music. And I think it was Brandon Lake that wrote the song. Amen. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you're just joining us, we've been talking about fear versus peace.
Yes.
I said it right. And just sharing some devotions that is God put on our heart, both Santa and myself, about this subject and how awesome he is about, you know, the timing of the devotions that he's given us for the time period that we're in and what mm-hmm. what is going on around us.
Yeah.
It's like really cool.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. he's very well, what do you call it? He's very thought through.
Or, yeah.
What do you call it? Do you call it that?
I don't know.
He thinks right. about little details. Just say it like that.
Yeah, he does. He sees the big picture and he knows exactly when to put in these golden nuggets and stuff. So I thought it could be cool just to share briefly about this piece we've been talking about. And I'm sure that, you know, in your life and in my life, we've had different experiences with this piece and we've maybe learned how to enjoy it more or depend on it more. How has it changed or reinforced your relationship with God, you know, depending on this type of peace that we've been talking about?
Well, I think that it, first of all, it makes you, or makes me able to think about other things other than worrying about
mm-hmm.
things that can happen or things that might happen and probably will happen, but yeah, I can still, or it makes it easier to just say, okay, that's in God's hands. I can't control it anyways, but I can control how I am with my family. I can mm-hmm. control how mm-hmm. I live my daily life. And I think it makes me more confident
yeah.
in my decision making, like how do we do something or what do we do and stuff, because you believe that God is telling you. Like, through your devotions and through your thoughts and through prayer and stuff, God tells you a bunch of things, and we need to learn to listen to it. And I think having this peace only comes from deepening your relationship with God.
Yeah.
And so, and to do that, you have to talk to Him, you have to pray, and you have to yeah. know about Him and stuff. And so, the more you talk with God, the more you get to know Him, the more this peace takes over. And the more confident you feel that.
Mm.
Because I know that He's taking care of me. Yeah. I know that He's taking care of my family. I know that whatever we go through, He works all things for good.
Yeah.
And so I can be confident in who I am, what I do, and how we
yeah.
live
yeah.
life. Yeah.
yeah. I think for me, becoming more dependent on this peace and giving it a chance to root in my heart and stuff has made it easier for me to hear from Him.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember loads of times where He's put something on my heart to do or say, and He's had to tell me multiple times. And sometimes it felt like He was even yelling in my head just to get my attention, you know,
yeah.
so that I knew for sure it was from Him. And I think, like you said, the only way that this peace can like show fruit is by deepening our relationship with Him. So now He can just speak to me normally, at a normal tone. He doesn't have to yell at me anymore. And I'll know, oh yeah, yeah, let's do this, you know. And it's much easier to hear His voice. And I think I'm better at responding to. So mm-hmm. I like that. It's nice. It's a good feeling. So like even in the chaos, the loudness of what's going on around us, I can still hear Him through all that because I have His peace.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing that, yeah, I've received from this piece. And I was reading these other ideas that can help you when you know that you're depending on His peace, this peace that reaches a deeper place than our emotions are able to influence. So we're not being influenced by our mind constantly changing, our emotions going up and down like a roller coaster. It gives us a deeper place to make decisions, and we only allow you know, God thoughts or God's ways or God's feelings for a situation to influence us. So that's what this peace does. Very peace that is felt in every aspect of our lives, no matter what our worldly circumstances are. Like Santa was saying, you know, no matter what's going on, we know that God is taking care of us personally, our family, and those close to us. So that gives us a deeper inner peace. And then finally, peace that connects us to and brings us closer to our Creator. You know that you're enjoying this peace when you feel closer to God.
Yeah, and having peace like this doesn't mean that you can never be scared. It doesn't mean that you're never, ever going to worry about anything again. Yeah. But it just means that you always have God to come back to and always to look to if something is worrying you.
Yeah.
You know, you can still choose to trust in the fact that your peace is with God and that He has your heart and He keeps your heart, you know?
Oh, my dad wrote, the timing's perfect. Their pastor in their church preached on the subject of Fear Sunday. So, yeah, God's timing is perfect. And I think, because I shared a story in the beginning about this, the cook in the mission house, and how he said that if you're worried, don't pray, and if you pray, don't worry. He also said, though, that this is like a guideline. So if we feel fear coming in, we know who to turn to right away.
Yeah.
We know who to run to. We're like, oh no, I'm starting to be fearful and I feel like it's starting to influence my way of thinking. Then you run into the arms of Jesus, start worshiping Him, pray to Him, talk to Him, and then you, oh, there's that peace, you know, and you bring that back or you hold on to that again type thing.
Yeah.
So, and the closer that you are with Him, the quicker you run to Him because you know where He's at. You know exactly where He's at. So you know exactly where to run to. You don't have to go searching for God.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything to add?
I don't know. A song?
Play a song and then we'll come back and close in prayer. So, this is Wren Collective. They have a new song out. It's,
okay.
They're going to have a new album out, but this is a song first. Day of Victory by Wren Collective. Enjoy.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming
out. Boom. Yeah, that was Day of Victory by Ren Collective. New song. Just came out. We are closing this episode of the Manny Show right now, where we've been talking about fear versus peace. And we've just been sharing our heart and what the Bible says about it. And one last thought on this, and I think this is quite important, that when we allow fear to come in, it starts causing division between people. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. I was just reading a story about the attack on the churches in different places in Sri Lanka. And church people were quickly going to the pastors, you know, trying to blame, you know, this religion or this movement and whatnot. And just, you know, we should kick them out of this because it's their fault anyways. Stuff like that. And it just, you know, that's what fear does. It brings chaos and it brings division. But peace brings in God's love, which helps us to embrace each other instead of pushing each other away. And so like this coronavirus, we can easily say, you know, if you get it, you know, you can easily say, well, so-and-so came to my house, and if they wouldn't have come, then I would have never gone in. And why did they go travel there? Why did they do this? And why did they see him? And why did they breathe on me like that? And you can just, you know what I mean? It just goes crazy, and we can easily ruin relationships with each other and cause division because mm-hmm. we're allowing fear and worry come into our lives. But instead, we allow God's peace that surpasses all understanding and brings in his love that helps us embrace each other. And that's our challenge to ourselves, but also those listening, you know, let God's peace bring in something that surpasses all the understanding of what people are trying to figure out with this dilemma, and let the love of God influence your decision-making where we embrace people and not push them away. Does that make sense?
Amen.
Amen. Want to close in prayer?
Sure. God, thank you very much for this day. Thank you for always loving us and always embracing us with all our fears and doubts and all kinds of feelings that we can have. I pray that you just come into our hearts and our minds and bring peace. Thank you for loving us, yeah. And I pray that every household here on the islands and whoever is listening, I pray that your peace comes to them and to all of us and stays and keeps us until this whole virus stuff and all the other fears that come and go. I pray that you will just keep us in your peace through it all. I pray that that this thing will soon be over. Pray that you just protect us and bless our day, the rest of the week. Amen.
See you all next week. Take care. Bye
bye.